Michelle, I want to ask, because the listening public has listened to this case be tried in the courts and certainly through the newspapers and media outlets. One thing that always interests me when I have a opportunity like this to talk to somebody like yourself is, can you give us some suggestions or ideas if I'm a person that wants to purchase a dog, of what I can and cannot do as a purchaser to kind of know that the breeder that I'm working with is the breeder I should be buying from and that they have the best interest at heart for the animals that they're going to buy or at least potentially buy? What can I ask the breeder to do, open up, and are there things I can be looking for?
Well, there's many things you can look for, but like anything else, you want to take everything into consideration, look at the whole picture, and see how comfortable you feel. In general, you want to see the environment where the dogs are. However, cases like this make it uncomfortable for breeders to have people at their home. Or there may be single women or that who are breeding dogs, and they may feel more comfortable meeting you elsewhere. So again, you want to look at the entire situation and reason for things. But in general, you want to see the home and environment where the dogs are. You want to see that they're well socialized, that they get the opportunity to go out, interact with other people, not necessarily puppies, because puppies should not be going out because they can catch things, but that the adult dogs are going out doing things. That's one thing you'll see with a breeder, is they're often going to be showing their dogs. That doesn't necessarily mean confirmation, but they might be doing obedience or agility or all kinds of things. But you want to see that they're working with their dogs doing something so that they're looking to have better dogs, which then you want to look at health checks. Every breed is different. With the Australian Shepherds, our parent clubs recommend that we get annual eye exams and that we get the hips certified through the Orthopedic Foundation. On the other hand, there's also breeders like myself and a couple others in the state that get the elbows, cardiac, patellas also certified. So we have there will be certification certificates for each of these dogs. They may be available online. OFA tries to keep them online so that you can see them without even talking to the breeder, but they also have to be registered for them to be there. Or they may have the certificates when you go there. So you want to look for health checks. That's very, very important. Usually the puppies will have seen the vet at least once. Many breeders will give their own shots, so the puppies might not have seen the vet for their shots, but they usually will see the vet at least once just to make sure they're generally healthy, especially when they're first born. Or with Aussies, we get their tails and their dews removed, so they will have seen the vet at that point.
Michelle, when it comes to people buying dogs, one of the things that I've observed is that a lot of people can fall in love with the look of a dog, but if they don't understand the behavioral characteristics and the personality requirements of the dog, sometimes you might get a bad match. Having seen how cute the puppies were that you have been able to produce, I can see where that love would occur. But what's allowed my wife and I, for example, to succeed with our Aussies have been the fact that we knew what to expect behaviorally and in terms of a demand of time and attention. How much communication of that goes on before the purchase so that these animals don't get purchased and then the owner can't handle them and they become a turn-in situation to a shelter or something like that?
Well, a couple things you're going to look for. Like when you contacted me, I asked you what you were looking for in a dog. Not in an Aussie. I wanted to know what you were looking for in a dog so that I could make sure we were getting a good fit. And I talked to you about the different personalities. And while you fell in love with one, I told you that personality probably wasn't going to work for what you wanted. There's no absolute guarantees because they're like kids. They grow up and sometimes they change a little. But when you've been breeding, you know generally what their personalities are going to be like. So you want a breeder who's going to help guide you to make the best decision. And sometimes that might be that this isn't the breed for you. You're also going to look for a breeder who guarantees that they will take that dog back at any time during its lifetime so that you know that you have somewhere where your dog can go.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be very important because since we ended up getting the Australian Shepherd from you, my wife and I have also gotten involved with an Aussie rescue group. And one thing that I'm very impressed with is the degree to which they go through and make sure that the Aussies find a good home. Because as you know, this particular breed is very, very particular in terms of the amount of attention that they will require from an owner.
Yes, and it is a lot of attention. They are very people-oriented dogs, and they need their people, and that can be very overwhelming for somebody who might do better with another breed that likes to hang out more and just be there with you. And Aussie Rescue is wonderful with working with the breeders. For example, if you were to go there tomorrow, which you may know, and say, you can't keep the dog you got from me anymore, they would call me up and let me know. They wouldn't just take the dog. They would let me know so that I would have the opportunity to get that dog.
Right. And I can see where that's so important because, again, the attention that you've put into the various lines that you bring together in order to breed the dogs are very impressive. And you've had some good results with some of your dogs. Can you tell the listening audience about some of the awards that some of your dogs have won?
We primarily compete in confirmation, and we have had multiple group wins and best of breed wins, and we've been very proud of our dogs. But we also have dogs that have titles in agility, obedience, rally. Our dogs have been able to do a lot of things, and we're really proud of that.
Well, with good reason, because if you're looking for a happy, satisfied customer, Rick Pruse is staring at one right now across the table. Because
I will definitely tell you, Michelle, I think much of Lee's energy that he has for this show, and I think for his actual personal step every time he walks, is his pride that he has in the dogs that he has.
Well, and that's what one of our primary goals, too. That's what you're looking in for a breeder, too. Our primary goal is to get a better dog for ourselves. So you want to look for a breeder who wants to keep one of their own dogs. And then we know that most of the other puppies are going to be companions. So we want those to be healthy and be good companions, and we want them to have good homes.
I have one question. We talked a little bit about an Aussie rescue and how they can be an excellent hand out there for somebody that is in a position where they can't handle their Aussies. Will that same organization step up to the plate when lives do change and yourself or anyone else that's breeding them? Life changes, unfortunately. Life is unpredictable and somewhat limited. I wish I could be living for another 200 years because I really enjoy it. But at the same time, my life changes. Jobs are lost and all kinds of life crises occurs. And if I'm having 20, 30, 60 dogs in my possession and I'm a passionate breeder, when that changes and I can't have that, what kind of safety or safety network is out there to kind of help?
Well, that is part of the problem. There aren't a lot of safety nets, so there's a couple aspects. I've actually written some articles about planning for your animals and your dogs, and that's one thing that most breeders do forget to do. It's really important to plan for your dogs, you know, basically doing a will or plans for if you aren't well enough to take care of them. But I know that I've talked with Aussie Rescue in Michigan, especially since this situation, and with this economy, you see that happening, that people get in over their head. I don't know that that's totally the situation in this case, but we do have that happening. And while in previous years it has been embarrassing for a breeder to contact Rescue if they need help, what we're hoping to do is make it so that that's not an embarrassment, because there is this economy, there are unexpected situations, and you shouldn't have to be ashamed to ask for help so that you can benefit your dogs. So it would be nice if we can set something up where breeders feel comfortable and don't have to be ashamed to do that.
We've been talking with Michelle Radloff from Samulin Aussies. Michelle, if someone is interested in looking at some of the Aussies you have available, how can people get in contact with you?
They can either look at my website, which they can see lots of wonderful pictures, and that is www.samulinaussies.com, and that's S-A-M-I-L-Y-N-A-U-S-S-I-E-S.
Okay. Well, Michelle, I want to thank you for coming in today. We appreciate your giving us insight into this unfortunate situation. And as a dog owner who's very happy, I personally want to say thank you for the great job that you do.
Well, thank you, too. I appreciate being able to talk about this. It's something that affects a lot of us, whether we realize it or not. And this is what's happening, like I said, across the country. And it's another problem that we're having due to the economy.
No, you're absolutely right. Again, we've been talking to Michelle Radloff from Samuel & Aussie's here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. I want to fly like an eagle.